W1 RER Mobile.
Where are you going this fine morning? N4 MMW.
Trying to get hold of the wire man. So I gotta go up there and get that coax I need for that dipole.
Oh, she get him on the phone?
Well, I just called one number, got no answer. And I was just looking on the computer, well, the phone, to see what time they open.
Yeah, I think he's probably open now.
I know I've been trying to call him since Friday or Thursday, you know, the day before the storm. So, how you doing, sir?
I'm doing pretty good for a Monday morning. Still kicking. Just not quite as high. About an inch off the ground, if that. Yeah, I'm headed up here at old Wilder's house. See what's going on with his dipole. It's Standard Wave's gone nuts on it, so we're going to look at it. He's going to lower it down right quick and make sure all the connections are still good on it.
Okay. I got to also talk to you or talk to Steve about that tuner. I don't know. I don't got reservations about it.
Yeah, I'm probably going to go up there and play with his a little bit. That quick class of 101 that we had the other night, that was the part I didn't know on the thing. So I'm going to play with his and look at the directions and see if yours is on track.
Well, I have my book in front of me for class, and what we were going through was, you know, the auto tuning and everything, and as far as I know, you know, it was set that way. I made sure like 2-3 times, and the other thing though, on a few frequencies on the dipole, it won't tune it up. I think I only get maybe 3 meters on there that it will tune up.
Yeah, we can take my bird watt meter and stick it in line after the tuner and see what it says too when you, well, actually not after the tuner, it'd be before tuner, and see if it is doing anything.
Well, it was making a lot of noise, like it was trying to tune, but it just wouldn't do it for whatever reason. It wouldn't do it.
Now, if it's showing low SWR on the lower indicator, then it might be working if it's showing good SWR.
It's showing good SWR. Like I said, I wrote it down on, I marked down what frequencies where it was working, and then the other frequencies, you know, where it just wouldn't tune in. It would be clicking away, you know, working away, but it wouldn't drop them down.
In other words, if you hold the microphone button down and it continues to click more than 15 seconds or so, it either can't tune it or something's really wrong.
I'm going to go with the can't tune it. Because like I said, if I move around, it's okay on a few. So, are you at Steve's yet?
No, I'm just now right here at middle of Greer.
Give me a second. Let me jump in the house and let you know what frequencies it would and wouldn't work on.
Okay. All right. Sound like a plan. Be careful. Talk to you in a minute. N4 MMW Mobile.
KZ4M Mobile.
Good morning, sir. This is N4MMW Mobile. This is Jimmy on this end.
I know who you is, Jimmy. This is Tom.
hadn't talked to you enough to catch your voice.
Yeah, I went and got some coffee this morning and eating my biscuit and the power went out in Gallonsville and I was like, holy cow. So we rode up the road to see what happened and apparently a truck decided it wanted to see if it could chainsaw through a light bulb. So I guess we'll be without power for a while. The transformer's just hanging by the wires.
Oh yeah, that's not a good sign. It might be after lunch before they get all that repaired if it's a lot on that pole.
Yeah, roger that. I don't know what all that that pole carries. There's no telling. So I'm just riding around for a little bit. There's no sense going home if there's not any power. It's too dark in there to read and can't watch TV or talk on the radio. So might as well ride around while I got the mobile with me.
Yeah, at least you got a little bit of heat, sunlight, and you can talk to somebody. Who cares?
Roger that. Started to do a big loop around and turned on New Cut, and I went, I might go down here to Steve and just leave him a present in the yard.
You need to do that because that's where I'm headed.
Let me check and see if I got an extra roll of toilet paper in the car. Oh, I do. Okay, I'm heading that way then.
We're trying to find out what's going on with this new dipole up there. See if we did something wrong or something's come loose or it's standing waves going crazy on it.
Sounds to me like somebody needs a lot of toilet paper and it ain't you, Jimmy.
Oh, well, I'm glad to see there's power going down New Cut, so I guess you've got it at your house, don't you, Steve?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Come on by, Tom. You get to see this thing up and down.
Roger, roger. Yeah, that right there between the beauty shop and the Dollar General on 11, they're going into Gallonsville. That truck, he saw that light pole in half. There's nothing hanging from the wires except for transformer.
You dial 1-800-POWER-ON.
No, by the time I went to investigate to see what it was, the power company, highway patrol, rollback, and everything was already there. So I'm assuming somebody called them.
Don't forget to meet tonight at 7 o'clock. Tom, did you order one of those little circuit controllers?
I sure did, and we're doing a video on how to put it together and how to program it. I got to get up with James, but we're doing that next weekend. So I hadn't talked to Gary yet. I may go get the cameras and set up and just record the meeting tonight, but I don't know. I got a phone call coming in. I'll be back with y'all in just a second. KZ4M Mobile.
All righty, N4MMW Mobile.
Charlie Bravo Alpha.
All right, KZ4M Mobile is back and about to destinate at KN4VWA. So, Steve, you better lock the doors and hide your dogs.